I'm Mike McCurdy. Bloomington Normal lost 9,000 jobs in the last 7 years. That's part of the economic picture being laid out this week by Economic Development Council economist Mike Doherty. Doherty talks with GLT's Charlie Schlenker about that and the shorter-term look ahead in the BN by the Numbers presentation at the EDC luncheon on Thursday. Doherty says state sales tax for Bloomington is up significantly in the third quarter, but down for the town of Normal. Putting them together, it's about a 2% gain for the year so far for the community. The differences between the town and the city happen, Doherty says, because certain sectors are more active than others.
It is notable that the automotive and filling stations, which are driven by gasoline purchases, were up significantly in the third quarter for Bloomington. So that may have played a role there. And over in Normal, you had a decrease. Well, you had about the same decrease in general merchandise, but you also had a 10% decrease in automotive, 4% decrease in drugs and miscellaneous, and decrease in agriculture, which exceeded the change in happened over in Bloomington.
How about the housing sector?
Well, housing was also good news. A 3% gain, basically, in existing home prices, the average price of those homes. Comparing the last summer, which is your prime season for real estate and for existing home sales, summer of 2017 compared to 2016, up 3% price gain on average in terms of the average sale. And in fact, in some other months, it was higher than 3%. If you really measure cumulatively, going back to January all through October of this year, and compare the housing numbers to 2016, you'd see an almost 6% increase in the price of our existing home sales. So I thought that was quite good. The new homes, there was a decrease in the number. Price did not really change. So that market continues to be pretty weak compared to what we used to have here in Bloomington Normal.
Which allows us to transfer seamlessly into employment. For this session of Bloomington Normal by the Numbers, and you can go to that luncheon on Thursday at the Bone Student Center at ISU, you are taking a longer look at the labor force, going back to 2000 or 2010. What does this longer look show us about the health of the workforce?
Well, I think that we need to keep in mind that our labor force peaked back in 2010 at over 105,000, and we're down about 9% from there. So that's in keeping with declines in labor force nationally and with the state of Illinois and with surrounding communities. So within that context, you can look at our total employment, which in May was just below 94,000, but by October, which also tends to be a high point, was still just below 94,000. So, you know, that's where we peaked out at. But we have a low unemployment rate, 3.9%, and that puts it under 4%, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state of Illinois. And so on the one hand, we are rebounding a little bit since 2015, 2016 in terms of total employment numbers.
Which was when the Mitsubishi plant finally kicked the bucket.
Correct. So we've rebounded a little bit back to those kinds of levels, but we haven't rebounded back to, you know, the longer term historical highs that we had back in 2010 and 2011.
We've lost 9,000 jobs since 2010, or as you said, about 9%.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked before, and it is a national trend that the baby boomers are retiring. But what else is going on with that shrinkage in the employment numbers?
Well, in terms of the various sectors, it's been an up and down thing. Obviously, manufacturing, Bloomington Normal took a big hit on, and that's down significantly from what it was in those highs. On the other hand, financial activity sector, which includes State Farm, really has been holding its own in the last 2 or 3 years, and that's a good thing. It's really only down, in that sector, only down 3 to 4% from what they were 8 years ago. And in fact, it's higher right now for that financial activities sector than it was 3 years ago in 2014 when it fell to just under 20,000. So that's a 20% of our job sector or employment sector right there.
State Farm down a little bit, manufacturing down a lot. Where does the rest of the disappearance of that 9,000 jobs come from?
I think that takes in the bulk of it. The other ones, we've got professional and business services sector. That one is down from what it was. We had significantly higher numbers in professional and business services back in 2011 and 2012 when they were at their peak at over 11,500 jobs. So
that
we are
probably
down a little bit.
Is also State Farm, because they were in the middle of their digital reinvention and had a lot of consultants, which are professional and business services. It's not finance, insurance, and so forth, even though that's the sector they're working in because they're contractors.
I would agree. Yes, it's those cottage industries that surround State Farm. Where we have had some consistent recovery is over in hospitality and leisure. I assume that has to do with the hotels opening up in Normal and maybe other bookings. They are now just under their last peak, which was in August of 2016 at 12,000 jobs. That's about 12% of our county. The other decline was in the government sector. That now accounts for only 17.5% of our employment in the Bloomington-Normal area, whereas it used to account for a little bit over 18%. So it's down 0.5% or more as a percentage by almost 1,000 jobs decline in that area.
Right now, municipalities and the county are in the middle of budgeting processes for the next year, and they're coming in for some public comment flack at meetings about the way they're handling it. They're talking about cutting services. They're talking about, at least in Normal's case, raising the levy, a tax levy, to help pay for pension costs. Bloomington is struggling with a structural deficit of about $3 million that's expected to balloon if left to go unaddressed. Given the shrinkage of 9,000 workers since 2010, and given the shrinkage already in the government employment sector, what else should they be doing to address these concerns?
Well, I would say it looks like they've already addressed them as far as their ability to cut back on the number of people they employ in the government sector. We've got probably as great, just as much need today or more than we had 10 years ago or 8 years ago for government services. I don't think it's declined any. You could even argue that people expect more every year from government services, and they do a little bit more each year in certain areas. And yet they're doing it with 1,000 jobs less than their peak 8 years ago. It looks like they've already increased their efficiency quite a bit.
Do you expect this trend to continue of a shrinking workforce overall?
Well, we could hope that it's going to level out a little bit on the labor force, but probably not. In fact, if you look at the numbers for the state of Illinois, and particularly the Chicagoland area, which makes up the bigger part of our state, if it were not for immigration, we would have even bigger declines. We're basically being saved by immigration, with a portion of that being international immigration. Overseas immigrants.
This leads us into the thicket of immigration policy
yes,
in the Trump administration.
Yes.
So are you saying that the Trump administration policy to restrict immigration is counterintuitive in an economic performance?
It's not helpful. It's not helpful to states like Illinois, where we have actually lost population. We're in the opposite boat than, say, California or Washington State, which have had large influxes and fast growth rate and crowding out of housing and things like that, and unaffordable housing. We're not in that boat. We're in a state that progressively over time, our housing is getting relatively cheaper for the jobs we have than are the East and West Coast. And at the same time, we're having a bit of a decline in population. So when you look at the downstate counties that lose population, you looked at Chicago, DuPage last year lost population, which is incredible. We need all the people we could get to move to Illinois, and we have the kind of housing that basically can accommodate them.
Political leaders tend to ascribe their own values and economic philosophies and put them on the economy. Is that really what's going on here, or is what we're looking at a continued fallout from the Great Recession combined with demographic trends?
That last statement is where how I look at it. This has to do with where the Midwest is at relative to the national economy. It has to do with a continuing trend away from manufacturing in general and toward the digital economy. It has to do with increasing international competition for wages. So I don't see it as being tied. You know, economists will almost always tell you, Charlie, that however the economy performed in a given year really had very little to do with who was in the White House or even in Congress. The bigger effect, you know, in the economy of the United States where it can really be affected by is what the Federal Reserve Board does, because they can shift interest rates. And once they shift interest rates, you affect everything. So a lot of this is going to depend, in fact, getting back to what is the U.S. economy going to do. First of all, we're doing really well. We're at around 3.5% GDP growth rate. It's been very, very good. It's going to be interesting to see how the Federal Reserve responds to if there's a big tax cut, what they're going to do in response, because they can put the brakes on that through the interest rates.
Mike Doherty is an economist for the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker on Sound Ideas.